Good evening and welcome back to another Summer Municipal Band Series. I am Chris Truckenmiller, Boone High School Band Director, Boone Municipal Band Director, fifth in line for Mayor of Boone, and behind me is your Boone Municipal Band. Tonight we are going to welcome back the summer with some old favorites and some new ones. We know you're going to enjoy tonight. Sit back and enjoy it with us. Well, it's great to be back at this wonderful night with this wonderful weather going on. And we are going to continue our concert how we always do with the playing of the Star Spangled Banner sung by Dan Springler.
Kind of messing chords up. Sorry about that.
Don't trip. Oh, is this all the higher we get?
No, well, you can hear me. I just don't know.
All right.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight o'er the rampart we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave?
Well, it is good to see everyone again. We are excited to have our first concert of the summer. It is a little bittersweet for me. Usually at this time of year, school's wrapping up, and I'm really, pretty feeling lifted up by the whole experience. Except this year, we go until the next concert. So I will get you out of here by at least 10 o'clock. If it hits 11 o'clock, I think we're considered loitering at that point. So I will get us out in good time. Our first song to you tonight is fitting, as it is an overture. And the Looney Tunes overture features a couple very recognizable themes from the long-running series. Looney Tunes ran from 1930 to 1969 and had a very popular spin-off of Merry Melodies. This is considered to be the golden age of American cartoons. I think, as most of us by now know, my personal golden era of cartoons would be The Simpsons, yes, the 90s. So enjoy the memorable tunes of Looney Tunes.
Thank you.
Well, at this time, I'd like to invite Candy up here for the first library chat.
Hi, I'm Candy Nelk. Thank you so much for having me tonight, and we're partnering with Municipal Band once again this year to bring the library to you here on Wednesday nights. And we literally did bring it to you tonight with our new book bike that's back there. You can, it's back there by our director, Jamie Williams. You can check out books. We have a nice assortment of newer fiction, nonfiction, young adult, kids' books, and even some large print. So stop back and check out the book bike. It'll be here when the weather permits during municipal band concerts. I also wanted to remind you that I plan the programs for adults, and we have a full slate of programs for June and July, and we're kicking off summer reading next Monday with our kickoff carnival. It'll be from 4 to 7, mostly outdoors in the streets around the library. Bring your families and come on out. We have over 30 partners that will be setting up tables and have activities for you and your family. Inside the library, there will be a planetarium on the main floor, and the mascot from the Iowa Cubbies will be at the library, as well as some superheroes. So I hope you can join us for that. You can sign up for summer reading at that time, or you can sign up for it at the table back there. We also have calendars at the table. We have information if you want to become a friend of the library, and some more information about the carnival. A few highlights for next week involve, besides the carnival, Tuesday is a great day if you want to come out at 1 o'clock and play bingo with me. I have some wonderful prizes, and when I put it on the program, I totally forgot that school isn't out till the 4th. So it might be a small crowd, but it'd be a great time for the older, for the adults to come out and join me to play bingo for an hour upstairs in the meeting room. If you're a teen, you can come on Wednesday afternoon and make a dragon eye out of some clay. We'll have that downstairs for you. On Friday afternoons, you can join me the first two Fridays in June at 1 o'clock to, if you like snail mail, everybody likes snail mail, I'll have card making set up and you can come up there and make all kinds of greeting cards. And then on Saturday is Stitchers in the Garden, and our stitching group will be in the garden north of the library, and you're welcome to bring your chair and join Rhonda out there for if you do embroidery or knit or crochet, and that's on Saturday. So those are just some of our highlights. I hope you can join us at Erickson Public Library, and thank you again for having us.
Well, with the library in mind, our next piece is titled With Quiet Courage. So shh. It is a slower piece, but it's full of beauty, which does remind me of this park and kind of our parks in general. Today, I had the pleasure of accompanying the ninth grade class on their class reward to McCo's Park. And I took three things away from my morning. One, freshmen are wild. They got off that bus and they were just zooming to the next thing they were going to. Two, we have some really beautiful parks here in town. And while McCo's Park is great and all, Herman Park has something that McCo's doesn't, and that's this pavilion and this band behind me. And the third thing that I learned that I took away was I can still manage to get across 6 monkey bars without touching the ground. So while I'm making all these gains by conducting this band up here, I want you guys to all enjoy the gorgeous sounds that we're making too with Quiet Courage.
Thank you.
And we know you've been chomping at the bit for this. It's our first festival chat of the year as well. Welcome Dale to the mic.
Good evening. I'm Dale Schoening, I'm the chair of the Iowa Municipal Band Festival Committee, and I'm here to tell you about the 33rd annual Iowa Municipal Band Festival coming up Saturday, July the 12th, right here in this pavilion from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. We have another wonderful lineup of bands coming this year. Let me give you the lineup. At 10 a.m., we'll start off with, for the 32nd appearance, the Ames Municipal Band. 11 o'clock, making their fourth appearance, the Collins Concert Band from Cedar Rapids, one of the few corporate bands in the country. At noon, we'll have back one of our favorites for their sixth appearance, the Iowa Military Veterans Band will be here. At 1 o'clock, we have a band here for the first time. It's the Glenwood Community Band from Glenwood, Iowa. If you're not sure where that is, that's about a half hour south of Council Bluffs off I-29. So be there first time. Be good to have them. At 2 o'clock, we got another band traveling from quite a distance. All the way from Zumbrota, Minnesota, the Zumbrota Community Band will be here for their fourth appearance. Zumbrota is up in southeast Minnesota, about halfway between the Twin Cities and Rochester. At 3 o'clock, making their second appearance, the Greater Waverly Municipal Band. They debuted at the festival 3 years ago, told us they had a great time, we're coming back at some point. Well, this is the year. We're going to be glad to have them again. 4 o'clock, we have another band making their second appearance. They debuted last year, the New Jolly Germans Band. We had them build last year's winter set. Well, that's where the director lives. They're actually mostly out of Des Moines, so that's what they said they'd prefer to be listed as. So, okay, no problem. Our 5 o'clock band is our legacy band, one of those bands that has been instrumental, pun intended, in the success of the festival over the years. So we make sure that one of those bands makes it in every year. This year, making their 16th appearance, will be the Ballard Community Band from Huxley. And lastly, but not leastly, is that even a word? Making our 33rd appearance, your Boone Municipal Band. We also have a wonderful lineup of small groups. First of all, at 10:45 and 11:45, making their third straight appearance at the festival, will be Betrunken Messing from Des Moines. You may remember they're the low brass group that their name means drunk brass in German. So they're coming back. We decided to give them a morning spot this time just to so some different folks can get a chance to see them. Then at 12:45, 1:45, 2:45, and 3:45, we have one of our local groups, the Boone Jazz Trio. That, of course, is Dave Swenson, Dave Richardson, and Steve O'Brien. And I wouldn't be surprised if they bring some friends along, too. They have a habit of doing that. So it'll be great to have them again. The festival is free. There is no admission charge. Come all day if you like. If you can't come all day but you want to come for part of it, come. We'd love to have you. There will be food available for sale for purchase on the grounds here again. Bring your lawn chair. It'll be a more comfortable seat. Come and enjoy some wonderful band music and a beautiful day. Once again, the 33rd annual Iowa Municipal Band Festival, Saturday, July the 12th.
All right, municipals. If you remember that, I think we coined that term last year. You are all our municipals because you're our biggest fans. So we love having you. And I'm gonna ask for your input here. We've had an overture so far. We've played a slower piece. What do you municipals think we should play next?
A march.
A march. Look at how smart they are, you guys. That's right, a march. And what kind of municipal band would we be if we weren't playing one of the proudest traditions of municipal bands? That's right, a Nebraska municipal band.
Yeah.
So up next is the Nebraska March. No, sorry, it's the Alamo March by Carl King. Now, I will say the band kind of did more than I did on that one. We worked on dynamics this week in rehearsal, and then I kind of forgot about them until they started doing them. So I see some of my current band members out there. That's what dynamics sound like, all right?
That was good. That was good.
So our next piece, Three Airs from Gloucester, was one that we played at the high school this year. It's fun, it's beautiful, and it's energetic, and it's all captured in three short movements. The first movement is called the Jolly Earl of Cholmondeley, but I have to spell this word out for you. Cholmondeley. So it looks like Cholmondeley, but in the score it says pronounced Cholmondeley. So I think it's hilarious. The Jolly Earl of Cholmondeley is stated, it's a stately number and features a conversation between the clarinet section and the rest of the band. You will hear a back and forth going on there. The second movement is Air for Eventide, and it is one that is so gorgeous, I get goosebumps every time I hear it. It features the horns and the altos and really expresses the middle ranges of the band and how beautiful they can play. And then the third movement is a militaristic type march in 6/8 time. It has a bouncy feel, and everyone can't help but kind of like bounce along with it. So I know I'll be feeling those sympathetic bounces from behind me. So this is Three Airs from Gloucester. All right. Well, big thanks to the E-Free Church for having our ice cream social tonight. We know how much of a pillar the ice cream social is to the municipal band, municipals and the municipal band. Well, it is time for one of our favorite weekly segments. Now, I want you guys to say it with me. I'm trying to create a new mystique around this segment. So it's going to be the where ya from, okay? So we're going to try this out. Ready? All right, so say it with me now. Where ya from? That's right. It is our segment where we take time to get to know our audience a little better. And if anyone's here from out of the state of Iowa, you're going to leave with a little gift bag. How does that sound? So we are going to start with the dividing the audience by the middle pole. And I really hope I didn't offend anyone from Nebraska earlier. And hope they still say they're here if it was just a joke. So, is anyone from this side of the audience here from out of the state of Iowa tonight? Yes, okay. Nebraska, thank you. So brave, thank you so much for being here. I had to pick Nebraska. Anyone else from this side? Yes, over here. Texas, that's a big one. Wonderful. Thank you for being here. Aw, thank you. We appreciate that. We take all compliments, too. Anyone else from this side of the audience? Hey, two's good. Our first time we ever did this, we had zero. So, it was a rainy night, and I was sad. All right, this side of the audience. Anyone here from out of the state of Iowa? Yes, right here. Arizona. Wonderful. I like this. We had, by the way, 25 states represented last year, halfway to our goal of 50, which, of course, if we reach 50, we go on a 50-state tour with our municipal band. All right, so we have, I think that's three so far, right? Is anyone else here from out of the state? Yes, oh, we might have, yeah. California! We love it. Welcome to Iowa. So we have four. Do I hear five? Do we have five? You know what? I'll take four. Four is great. And I would be remiss if I didn't ask, is anyone here from outside of the country? Is there? You see fingers? I think they're pointing to the last one. You know, I almost had a ringer here for that. My sister was visiting from Germany, and she left like on Friday. So we were so close to having a Germany already. All right, well, thank you for joining us on this edition of Where Ya From? Thank you. All right, in my script I have always a tough first night out, assuming we weren't gonna have very many. So thank you guys for turning out. Our next piece was written by a former member of the Boone Municipal Band. His name was Connie Younger, and the piece is called Sea Wise March. Reminiscent, I would say, of Stars and Stripes Forever, it features a piccolo solo from our wonderful pickleball player, Lori Bauck. Piccolo, that's a hard word. Enjoy Sea Wise March. That is a fun piece. Always gets the blood rushing. Well, moving right along. That groan from the band is good. That is not a segue. It is actually the name of our next song. Anyone here a Muppets fan? Well, I've always enjoyed the music from the Muppet movies, such as Muppets Take Manhattan, the Muppets Treasure Island, and my personal favorite, The Great Muppet Caper. However, this is from the original The Muppet Movie from 1979. This is Movin' Right Along. It's the first feature film to have the Muppets in it, and it tells the origin story. The song Movin' Right Along shows Kermit the Frog and Fozzie Bear in a bear's natural habitat, a Studebaker, as they cross the country to reach Hollywood to become famous. So big thanks to my colleague, Rose Kundle, at the middle school for finding this piece in her library. And she knows that I love Muppets, right up my alley. We know you're going to enjoy this. This is Movin' Right Along. All right, we are going to play one more piece before we get to our favorite arrangement of America the Beautiful. I would like to take this time to thank the board. Oh, wait, oops. Okay, skip that sentence. I am actually going to tease the rest of the shows this year. So next week, I'm really excited about our concert. We are going to be having a Famous Fifths concert. So, that's right, as fifth in line for mayor, I want to raise awareness of all things great about the number five. So, of course, we're going to have the Famous Fifths concerts on June 4th. So close. And our theme, so that's going to be really fun. I'm going to feature lots of different stuff featuring the number five. I get clever with it. Come see how we do. And then our theme for June 11th will be Oh What a Night, or night music. Later in the summer, we're also going to be having a kids concert in tandem with the library. It's been very popular. We've had over 30 kids, I think, attend those. And other concerts we'll be featuring the Boone Big Band. We're going to have Christmas in July. We're going to have a festival and more. So lots of fun themes coming up for this year's concerts. And while we let your imagination run wild with how many fives could there be out there, we're going to play for you probably our favorite march, the band's theme song, Pavilion March. It does not take this band long to get back into form, I tell you. Those cutoffs in that march, make a band director happy. All right, so before we get to the end, I have a special announcement to make. Between last season and this season, the band purchased a trailer to help move all our instruments, stands, chairs, and equipment that we use every week. And we are so excited to be using it tonight! With a grant from the Boone County Community Endowment, we were able to help purchase this, and we had a large gift from the family of Daylene O'Brien, a longtime clarinet player with our family. So thank you for your donations. They were put to good use. We appreciate it. All right, well, thank you all for coming out to enjoy the concert on this evening. It turned out to be gorgeous weather. I warned them. I was like, it's going to be cold. And I'm almost sweating, so we're good. We love playing music, and we love that you guys love hearing us play music, and we couldn't do it without you. So we really do appreciate it. So to end tonight's concert, the way we have ended all of our concerts, we invite you to enjoy the beautiful sounds of Carmen Dragon's arrangement of America the Beautiful, sung by Lily Smith.
Thank you. skies for amber waves of gray, for purple mountain majesties among the fruited plains. America, America, God shall his grace on thee and crown thy good with brotherhood from sea to shining
Thank you so much. We're glad to be back. We'll see you next Wednesday, 7:30.